Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Mula Madness. I'm your host, as always, Brian Dash. And as you'll know today, I'm doing the last installment of The Bite of 87, the Finest Phrase version. So, without further ado, please sit back, relax, and enjoy. As I tell you, The Bite of 87, Part 3, the last installment. When Mike went home after talking to Freddy, he was excited to see who would visit him his last night there. As he walked into the pizzeria, Foxy came out and said,
"Hi there, Mikey. How you be?"
"I'm doing all right, Foxy. How's it going?"
I did some research on your lad, and I found out what happened to your mother and father.
They passed away.
I hear. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Foxy. It wasn't your fault.
Lad, why didn't you come to me? I could have done something. I could have bought a permanent suit. They would still live on in the suits. I could have adopted you. I could have done something.
Well, Foxy, that's just it. When my aunt and uncle took me away to live with them until I became of age, I begged them to let me stay and live with you in the pizzeria.
Then why didn't you, lad? Why did you leave? Why did you not come back? Did you not want to come back?
Foxy, we live in Ohio. Or at least, that's where they moved me to, is Ohio. Springfield, Missouri is where you guys are located at. I couldn't see you every week like I used to.
But you are a baby of the family.
Foxy, I didn't want to. I wanted to stay with you. But they wouldn't let me.
You'd be alright, lad. It wasn't your fault. I understand. Sit on your lap, Mikey. I want to tell you something.
Foxy, I haven't sat in the lap and talked to you since I was a kid.
I think he'd be wanting to this one time. I figure you may have forgot the amazing stories of Foxy the Pirate.
Mike sat down on his lap.
I said the Seven Seas searching for treasure. Fought off the infamous Blackbeard on Transparent Savage Coin, and saw many beautiful day amongst my ship, the Red Fox. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. It does sound familiar. That's your pirate stories that you used to tell me.
We have a small lad. So you do remember. I wanted us to meet again the way we met back then, lad. Anyway, Mike, you have a wonderful night. It's almost 6, so it's about time for you to leave.
Don't call me that. Don't call me Mike. You guys earn the right to call me by that little nickname again. Call me Michael. Or Mikey. Call me Mikey.
As you wish, laddie. As you wish. Nonetheless, though, it is about time.
I agree. I guess I'll see you all tomorrow night. And Mikey did see all of them the next night. But Foxy would not be going back up on stage because of what happened that morning. Kids started flowing to the pizzeria. It was the summer vacation of 1987, so a lot of kids were off school. Foxy was in his car waiting for his show to arrive when Freddy recalled his name. Foxy was surprised when he heard and smelt two kids, one named Silver and the other named Prime, coming near his cove. That was odd, he thought. It wasn't time for his show yet. He heard Prime say, "Where are you going?" Silver said, "I just want to see Foxy. He's my favorite." Prime followed Silver. That's when Nate came by. "Well, well, well, if it isn't Silver, the crybaby. Oh, and look, Prime." Silver replied with, "I'm not a crybaby." He was stuttering in fear. "Yeah, yeah, whatever," Nate said. He grabbed Prime and pushed him and picked up Silver by the shirt and clenched his fist. "Time for a pounding." Foxy came out of his cove and said, "Leave him alone." Nate dropped Silver and said, "Oh yeah, and what are you going to do about it, huh? Tell me a pirate story." Foxy's eyes narrowed.
"There's a lot of things I can do, child."
And he grabbed Nate by the arm and dragged him to his mother. Nate's mother turned around, confused, at seeing Foxy the Pirate Fox with the arm of her son in his hands.
"This little maid has been a bad sailor, picking on other members of me crew."
"Oh, I'm so sorry," Nate's mom said. Nate said, "I'm not." Foxy smiled at the mom and said,
"Aye, they'll be alright. Kids, they be kids."
Nate stuck his tongue out Foxy and went at him.
"Nate!"
Nate's mom shouted at him. Then Foxy turned around and left the area, letting Nate's mother deal with her unruly child.
"Are you all right?"
they asked everyone. Nate and Sir Prime and Silver. Prime smiled and said, "See, that's why he's my favorite." Silver told Prime. Prime said,
"He's real nice, but I still like Freddy."
And Prime waved at Freddy. Freddy waved back. Then, out of nowhere, Nate broke away from his mom and ran towards Foxy, pushing him. Out of instinct, Foxy let loose with a blood-curdling, shrieking yell and bit down on Nate's head. The frontal lobe part was completely gone and blood spewed everywhere as Nate fell to the ground in a heap, weak, but clearly breathing. and barely alive. Foxy's mouth fell wide open as the frontal lobe part of the brain fell out. He said,
I didn't mean to. Well, you see, I mean, oh no. Oh no, no, no.
And they took Foxy behind the curtain and put a sorry out of order sign out front. Mike said that night when he visited Foxy, I heard what happened. It wasn't your fault, it was that brat's. Nate, I think his name was. It was all his fault. You know, Foxy, I don't want you to be lonely here at the Cove. So I made you a little something. We were going to call her Toy Foxy, but the kids like to take her apart. So even though she's still Toy Foxy, how would you like to sound Mangle? Her name will be Mangle from here on out. I will fix her suit though, and make it where it's a lot more sustainable. Literally, only a machete could break her outer skeleton, her suit now. Only a machete could destroy it. So, she's going to be your company for a little bit, if I get my work done. I'll see Foxy. And he gave Foxy a hug. I hope to see I'm working again. No time at all.
Hi, lad. Thank you. Thank you, matey.
And that is the last installment of the Bite of 87, the Five Nights at Freddy's version. But, however, everyone, please do not worry. Soon, I plan to make Fright Night, which is the sequel. At least in the Final Fantasy universe, is the sequel to The Bite of 87. Thank you for watching, everyone. If you liked it, please remember to put some on the Facebook box. As always, high fives all around. Thank you again so much for watching. I had a lot of fun doing this video. And of course, if you want more videos by me, do not worry, everyone, because I'm a workaholic with a fiction addiction. Thank you for watching, everyone, and good night.